This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm Jamie Carragher, and you are listening to the Cop Eye Podcast.
What is happening, everyone? Welcome back to the Cop Eye Podcast. It is it's not a LASK preview show. It's just more of like a belated show talking about the Reds and some of the games coming up. Because I'm joined by Finn from Have A Word Podcast. Finn, we've had you on before, but you're back again for a double. So only one more for your hat trick ball. How are you doing?
I think it was a right foot last time. This one's going to be the left foot because I don't know what I'm talking about. header next time. The bass in that intro was heavy there. I had the headphones on. It was kicking in that intro. I should
probably warn people, shouldn't I? Because that was just like a royalty-free job that I just thought I'll get Cara to do a bit of intro for us and I'll slap a bit of bass on there.
Yeah, it's heavy. I like it. It's a good little jingle.
Seal of approval from Finn from Have A Word. There we go. We'll have that as a clip.
I'm not sure how well that's going to do for you, but sure.
I'll take anything, lad. But yeah, I've put out like a little tweet early, just asking for like an opening question. I asked for a random question, but we've got a couple of Liverpool related ones, so I thought I'd just open up with it. And it's from Paul, and the question is: if you could be any Liverpool player, who would you be and why? It's a bit open ended. That I think we could that could be a whole.
Is it current player? You set the parameters. Is it current player?
Any? I reckon we go any.
Any? Oh, you've got to go like Mario Balotelli then, just to spend a day in his head that. Spend a day in his head would be unbelievable. I'd love to do that. I'd love to just be completely erratic. I'm not that erratic. I'm pretty standard. I'll just get on with my job. But that, just to set off fireworks in the house and not care. Yeah, I'll do that. But I reckon the current ones, I'd probably be Szoboszlai. And just head into town and just get all the birds. That's what I do. Yeah.
Just literally see them queue up. Doesn't that happen anyway for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure that happens already, doesn't it?
No, not quite.
No. No, that's a, you know what? It's a mad shout, but the more I think about it, it's a good shout, Balotelli. But I was just like, I think my head just went straight to like, I don't know, Gerrard at the peak of his powers or.
Quite boring, isn't he, Gerrard?
Yeah, I guess, unless like obviously the DJ. Fight back in the day and all that when he had a few WKDs or Kronas or whatever. But then I guess along them Balotelli lines, you could say Suarez, I guess, because he was a mad bastard. But then I guess he was only mad on the field. He was obviously,
yeah,
everyone says he's a nice fella off it. So it's a bit of a I think I'll surrender to Balotelli as the winner there.
My head went straight to the Mavericks. It went to Moreno and that kind of the mad ones, which? Pepe Reina, them kind of characters. That's what it went to.
Yeah. I think Sturridge is a good shout as well, though, because have you seen him on like Sky Sports? He's just like,
yeah, he's great.
He's just doing all his little tunes. I know he was on League of Their Own the other day, and it was just he's just a mad fella, isn't he?
He's class.
Yeah, nice one. Yeah, well, that kind of covers that, because I think that Balotelli shout the best we're getting, I reckon, so we'll go with that. And yeah, I just wanted, before we get on to like have a word stuff and obviously a bit of music and stuff at the end, I just wanted to obviously talk about Liverpool, because you're a big fan and all that. So, let's leave the Premier League. We'll talk about the last game, because obviously we're recording on the day of the last game. What are your thoughts going into tonight? I mean, it's not as sexy as a Champions League game, but I think the Toulouse game was just a bit mental, and I think this one Klopp might go a bit stronger just off the back of that, because it was a bit of a car crash, the Toulouse away game.
Yeah, I think he might even stick with like Salah. He's been resting him typically, or just playing him for a half. I think he might actually have to go for it, just because I think the next one's the week of the United game. I think I might be wrong there, but you want to make sure that the rest of the squad's fit for that sort of fixture just before Christmas. Make sure everyone's up to speed and kind of make sure that last game's a non-event, and that we can just kind of not put the kids out, but play anyone that just needs minutes. Obviously, Tsimikas has been playing a lot recently, so I'm not sure whether he'd obviously be the Europa League left back if Robbo was fit. So I'm not sure what they're going to do there. Maybe they'll have to stick Gomez at left back. I think this is, it's a weird one, but I'm hoping we'll just cruise control it like the Toulouse at home game, and kind of just show that we're too good for the competition, essentially.
Yeah, because I think that's kind of what we've been doing, really, haven't we? Even up until the Toulouse game, where Liverpool were in not even third gear for most of them games, because we were allowing to change a lot of players, sometimes 9-10 changes in a game, and we were still coming out on top. So I think that says how much quality we've got in depth and stuff. But yeah, I think just off the back of the Toulouse game, maybe we will see Salah for 60, maybe we will see Szoboszlai for 60, and then we'll see the likes of Elliott and Doak and stuff. But it's nice to have options in it. So I think that's the main thing going forward for Liverpool.
Definitely.
What's on the league so far then? Because 2 points off the pace, and I think I can't even remember where we were in the league and what was going on the last time we did a show. I don't even know the league had started. I'm not even sure, but I think
I think we just gone out of the Champions League. I think we just lost to Real Madrid. I think that was it.
It was, but yeah, considering like last year then, and of course like we ended the season well, but like the middle period was just like horrific, just hemorrhaging chances, like just 6, 7, 8, 9 chances, massive chances every game. And then the way we ended the season, the way we started this season, of course, losing Bobby and Milner and all that, and then we, of course, Fabinho and Henderson deciding to get off of their own accord, having to replace them and rejigging the whole side, rejigging the main part of the side in the midfield, and not really knowing what Liverpool are going to, what to expect from us this season. I think being 2 points off the pace in the in the league is, I mean, if we would have offered that before we started the start of the season, would have snapped your end off, and it would be all cliche.
Yeah, definitely. I think the midfield refresh has completely changed the team, because obviously the back line's not changed really, but the midfield was in dire need of some legs, essentially, is what it was. And Szoboszlai's, who I'd not heard loads about him before we signed him. He was kind of a nice signing, and he's hit the ground running. He's maybe looked a bit off it for the past couple of games, but them early glimpses have shown that there's a real like one of the best midfielders in the league pedigree there. McAllister was a great buy, relatively cheap in today's market, which is mental. 35 million isn't a cheap signing, but it is. And then Gravenberch was, I think until we signed Gravenberch, I know I was going, we desperately need one, maybe two more midfielders, because you can't rely on Thiago as upsetting as that is. So the midfield's definitely helped. I thought the gap difference between us and City last year was massive. And the game at the weekend definitely showed that maybe they slightly edged it and they kind of dominated possession, but that gap's closed so much and we can beat any other team. I still think City are the strongest. I don't think that's a weird opinion to have, but they're definitely still the strongest. I think any other team in the league, I back us against them. And I hope that we kind of keep this going. We need to stay injury free as much as we can. But yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about the season so far.
Yeah, especially like when you get through City and then you've got, of course, you've got Fulham and then, Sheffield United, Crystal Palace. You mentioned USG. There's United coming up on the 17th. So, I mean, the Alisson injury wasn't great news by any stretch, but the news that came out from the press conference from Klopp saying that hopefully a couple of weeks. So if he's back I think it might be a bit of a stretch for Man United. The more that I think about it, I feel like hopefully, even if we get him back for Arsenal at home on the 23rd of December, I think that's the main one. I think when you're looking at your proper litmus test, I think City was one. But I think even Arsenal, even it being at home, again, is not just a test of where we are. It's also like a proper character test of this group of players, because we went to City and we've got a point that we deserved. I think inviting Arsenal to Anfield and seeing what they are capable of up against this new Liverpool side, I think, again, is another test of where we are, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it definitely is. Obviously, the Alisson injury is gutting. He's the best goalie in the world, and it's no one that you bring in is going to replace that. But it's a chance for Kelleher to either put himself in the shop window or to be like, I should be playing every cup game, like this is justified and I'm good enough to not, I don't think he's going to displace him anytime soon. That would be a massive turn of events. But it's definitely an opportunity for him to get a run of games and maybe show what he can do with a sustained run in the side instead of being in and out, because as Arsenal have shown with goalies this season, that just doesn't work, bringing people in and out. That it's all about keeping a run of games and getting the consistency and getting kind of a feel for it all the time. So hopefully he plays well. I'm rooting for him. It's a big month, December, as it always is. But given our position in the league, this is kind of a big kind of signifier for where we're going to end up, and kind of if we can stay in and around 2 points off the top or even get to the top by the end of December, it's looking good for that final few months.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I think when you look at like United at home on the 17th, West Ham at home in the cup on the 20th, and then Arsenal on the 23rd. It's a massive, I mean, every game's massive. That's a big 6 days, especially around Christmas, where we can hopefully have an even better crimbo with Liverpool winning some games. Where do you, I mean, I know you just said like City are a different beast, and I think losing players like Gundogan and stuff and Mahrez, De Bruyne being out for quite a while, that affects them obviously quite considerably, I'd say. But are you still expecting them to win the league? I think as long as we remain within touching distance, I think we've always got a chance. But I think we'd like De Bruyne coming back and stuff. And you just got to hope, you're pinning your hopes on Liverpool staying properly injury free. And I think it can happen, but it's there's bound to be a few injuries here and there that are going to maybe affect us a little bit more than it would them.
Yeah, City, that's the thing with City. They tend to come in to their own the latter half of the season and just will go on a 15-game winning streak. They've slipped up a couple of times this season, which is kind of unexpected given that they won the quadruple. So it's kind of, yeah, Arsenal have kind of been grinding out results in a way that we did when we won the league. It seems that they're not as kind of gung-ho anymore. They've got Rice in, who's a brilliant DM. He's maybe their Fabinho, and he's kind of helped solidify them. Their goalie situation is up in the air. If I was an Arsenal fan, I wouldn't trust either of them from what I've seen. So maybe that's where they'd get exposed. But I think it's between the three of us. I think Spurs are going to fall off. They're already showing that just a couple of injuries has already derailed their season. It's difficult, isn't it? We could do it, but I don't want it to be one of them nail-biting every game. Every point you lose, it's like, oh, it's just deflating. Even if it's a draw against someone like Villa, you don't want to be deflated because City are just going to win every single game. I think we should kind of just keep going. This season, I don't think we were expected to win the league. That'd be an unbelievable kind of bonus. But just keep going, keep grinding out them results, and hopefully City will slip up a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, fingers crossed. It's gonna be hard, isn't it? I feel like, because especially last year, like every time Guardiola was doing press conferences, he was mentioning us now and again, like as like a rival. But the further they got away, we didn't really get mentioned. But now that we're back on the scene again this year, you can see like he knows we're like the main ones that can always keep pace. I love that we can get in his head a little bit. I've always enjoyed that, and I feel like that's something that, I mean, I don't want to be like trying to say like title charges this early in the season because there's a long way to go. But I think if we can use that a little bit, maybe towards the end of the season, then yeah, hopefully we've got an outside chance. I think just being there or thereabout, I think is good enough for most of us considering the way last season went. And we thought maybe, is this the start of the decline? You all type of things go through there when you're losing multiple games at home, like, and you're getting beat every week by just proper fodder of the league, and you're like, what is going on here? But yeah, we've got too much quality, especially now with like Szoboszlai, like you said, McAllister coming in, and Gravenberch, who's been, again, he was terrific against Man City as well. But yeah, we can let's leave the Liverpool stuff now then. So let's move on to Have a Word a little bit, because I mean, obviously this is an audio pod, but I might put a clip up because the background's very nice there. Of course, you've got a little Dan. Is that like a Dan poster? Yeah. I can see.
So I'm sat in Adam's seat at the minute.
Oh, yeah.
Carl and Steve are outside at the minute playing COD. So if you hear any gunfire, we're not under attack. It's just them being children. So we had a bit of a rejig. So all the posters are different. We got Adam's poster. Oh, it's difficult. It's mirrored. That's confusing. Adam's poster there. Dan's got a couple of posters. My poster's kind of out of shot here. But yeah, it's a pretty decent setting for this.
Yeah, definitely. And I've seen, like, I watched the shows and stuff, and just one that I wanted to pick out, that someone that I really enjoy watching and listening to is Vito Angeloni, the comedian. I know he was on recently. I just think he's honestly so funny, because I went to like it was like a nice surprise. I went to like a Taskmaster recording in London, and he was like the compere or whatever, like in between, like,
oh, he's the warm up, is he?
Yeah, he'd come out and like be like, "Ah, yeah," and just like start chatting, and I was like, "Oh, it's him," and I was like, "I'm sure I recognize him," but I was like quite far away, I couldn't really see him. And as soon as he started speaking, obviously I knew it was. But yeah, he's again, like, just like the amount of like class comedians, not just from Liverpool, but from the UK, from this part of the world, is just, yeah, it's nice to see that there's so many good young comedians doing well.
Yeah, Vittorio's great. His special came out a couple of months ago, and I messaged him after it, because we're quite similar in age. I think he's 2 years older than me, but it was so good, so relatable. Sometimes when you're watching like a Mickey Flanagan or something like that, it's funny, but there's some things that I just can't relate to. We're of a different generation and stuff like that. Same with Peter Kay. But Vittorio's so good, and he's so early in his career that the ceiling for him is quite frightening. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does next.
Yeah, definitely. I think I think I need to, off the back of that, I need to like get some tickets for a gig, because he's just a hilarious guy. But yeah, let's move on to the music stuff then, because I know you've been doing a few gigs and stuff recently, and I think we spoke on the last show we did together about the music stuff. And yeah, you've got a gig coming up on the 15th in the Arts Club in town. So that's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So it's the second kind of headline gig that I've done with the band. The first one was in Jimmy's in June, and that was really, it was a really special night for me. It was like over 200 people there, which was just something that for a debut gig is kind of mad. And then maybe I've bitten off slightly more than I can chew with putting one on a week before Christmas when no one's got any money and everyone's going on their works night out. The band's sounding really good. We've got a few little surprises as well. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to the night out after it as well. I think that'll be my Christmas blowout.
Yeah, well, I think it could, like, people could like coincide with their nights out, really. Come and see you, have a few bevvies, and then go out afterwards.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, it's an early curfew at the Arts Club. We've got to be, you have got to be off stage at 10 o'clock. Otherwise, you're getting fined every like minute you go over. So it's kind of an early-ish gig. We're going to do just over an hour set. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, and I think you just mentioned Jimmy's there, and that's closed down now, hasn't it, I believe, which is a bit sad, because I've been to see quite a few people there. Dan, who's in the drummer in the Wombats, I know, and he's done a few solo gigs there, which I've been to and enjoyed. But it was a nice place, like, nice and enclosed, and you feel like you're on top of the crowd and whatever. And obviously I didn't manage to get down to see your one. I'll try and get down to see the one on the 15th. But yeah, it's a shame, like, when you places like that are quite nice for and good for that type of acoustic environment, or like just playing small shows, that it's sadly closed.
Yeah, independent music venues across the country are kind of getting not weeded out, but it's just the support and the financial backing just isn't there at the minute. So you're seeing loads of these places close. I'm pretty sure the Leadmill in Sheffield, which is like a famous venue around the world, is in danger of closing. It's just a sad state of affairs with the Tory governments just not putting any funding into arts and stuff like that. So hopefully in the coming years there'll be a change to that, and there'll be more grassroots venues, because otherwise you don't get the bands that you go and see in arenas. They all started in small bars, unless their mum and dad were rich. Not just talking about Matty Healy, but it's such a shame. And if you like live music, go and support the smaller bands as well as go into the M&S arena and kind of it's important to support everyone.
Yeah, definitely. Just a final question before we head off. I think last time I asked you who would you like most on Have a Word. I think you said Ricky Gervais. I just wanted to check if that had changed or not. If there's someone you say up to more, is that still the case?
I'm guessing that would have been. I think that would have been Comedian, because anyone that knows me knows I'd have wanted one of the Gallagher brothers on, and I think they'd both be great on it.
I think I did, to be fair.
Gervais would be a really weird one. We've been speaking about that recently, and like going like if he comes on, because there's been talks with people, like his people and stuff like that. It's not confirmed or anything. I'm not giving you an exclusive there, but I was talking to a mate of mine. I was just like, it'll be so weird, because that's a guy that's just, I was born in 1998 when The Office was 2001. So as long as I can remember, that man has been one of the most famous men on the planet. And he's just been on my telly for ages. I've watched the extras, I've watched The Office, watched Afterlife, watched all of that stuff. So it would be a weird one. It'd be a proper pinch me moment.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to watch that show, because, again, same, like, been watching him my whole life. And even like, even like the old like XFM episodes, like there's this like a
proper
small community online that listen to them, and I'm one of them. That just I can't not go a day without listening to one of them, even Ricky Gervais shows and that. But yeah, what that would be, yeah, hopefully it happens for you, because that'd just be, yeah, again, just to see the fella in person, I guess would just be like, just like, is this really happening? Like you said, a pinch me moment. But yeah, thanks Finn for jumping on. Short but sweet episode, but I just thought it'd be nice to get you back on and have another chat. I'm sure I'll get you back on soon again, hopefully to have another little chat about the Reds, and hopefully we're in maybe we're top of the league, maybe we're a couple of points clear. That'll be nice. But yeah, appreciate you jumping on, lad. Appreciate that.
No worries, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Nice one. And yeah, nice one everyone for listening. We'll see you all very soon. Appreciate you listening. Nice one.
I'm Jamie Carragher, and you are listening to the Kopai Podcast.
Network.